Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Consciousness Shift. I'm Gwen Berry here in South Florida, and with me tonight is Nicole Tomasini up in New York City. Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Yeah, and our very special guest tonight is Sherita Starr. She's written a book called It's All in the Name. But there's so much more to it. There's numerology and astrology, and this lady knows a lot about a lot of different topics, and she brings it into a really wonderful circle very clearly. And the thing that really grabs me, and I don't know about you, dear listener, but I adore the idea of actually sitting down and doing a project like this. You write your full name out, and you create the lexigrams, the words that you can call out of your name, your complete name, and then you have all these words to write your story with. And she's going to teach us something about that, a whole lot more. Sherita, welcome to the Consciousness Shift. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here.
Thank you. Tell me something. What initially drew you? What was the fascination that drew you to lexigrams? And also in that, if you could tell me too, what is the difference between the lexicon and the lexigram? And I know I'm going to get this. I'm going to get a hammer slap on the head for it, but go ahead, not from you. From spirit, mostly.
Good question.
Well, that's a lot to answer in one brief statement. But how I started doing what I do, I mean, I was reading the horoscope at age 7, so there was something, and by default, really, because it was next to the funnies in the newspaper, but I took note of it at age 7, and I started to sort of pay attention. And I remember all throughout my younger years, I'd always be like looking at the horoscope in the paper, and I also knew I had memory of other people's birthdays that I knew. So I'd read their horoscope because I wanted to know what was going to happen to them, And as time went on, I was always drawn to every kind of, metaphysical anything. But it wasn't until I was nearing my own Saturn return, which happens for everybody. We all go through our first Saturn return at the ages of 28 to 30 years of age. And I was working with Astro Music, which is a New Age music label. And we were at the International New Age Trade Show out in Denver, Colorado. And I was wandering around the trade show, and I found this deck of cards, the star cards. And I realized they were connected to the book that I had but never finished reading in my 20s, called With Star Signs by Linda Goodman. So I went home to New York, and I picked up that book. Like, it was like this voice in my head, like, go reread that book. And so I did. And then I finished it cover to cover, and I was blown out of the water, because it's in this book that Linda connects how astrology, numerology, and then, of course, these lexigrams are all connected and what they're about. And it's funny, lexigrams are much later in the chapter, so I didn't even know what a lexigram was when I attempted to read the book in my 20s, and I just never finished it. So I learned about this mysterious thing of taking names, simple words, and seeing what's really in them. When you anagram, which means you're only going to spell words using the same letters that are contained in the original, and the art of lexigramming, or the spiraling process that Linda always referred to it as, is that you take the anagrams and you phrase them like poetry or prose, and it spells out the truth. It's weird and uncanny, and it's a little different. But it struck me so hard. As the astrology and the numerology blew my mind, because she, Linda says in the book, don't take my word for any of this, just apply it to people you know. So I started to look at people around me. And then it was also in that point that I realized I had never forgotten anybody's birthday. So I had this database in my brain cells that I was just downloading all this stuff. I'm like, that totally describes this person. Yeah, that number. Yeah. And it was just I was blown out of the water. It all just it took me by the hand and just said, here we go, and we're going this way. And with the lexigrams, I started to realize how powerful they were. Now, the difference, you asked the question of a lexigram. Honestly, a lot of people throw the word lexicon at me, and honestly, I'll be honest with you, I don't know what a lexicon is, and I just have it up in Wikipedia right now, so I know exactly what to tell you. And it's, you know, this is, it's a catalog of, you know, how the grammar, but it's not, lexicons are not lexigrams. It has, they really don't go together in any way that I could think of. That's not what Linda was talking about. And she never uses the word lexicon in when she describes lexigrams. She never, and that's who I give credit to of how I learned this from. Yeah. I mean, I understand that, like, the lexicons are like, they deal with word forms and different things like that. But which is, you know, but the art of lexigramming is really just taking the anagrams that you can derive and you phrase them like poetry or prose to spell out the truth. You know, some of my favorites from real simple words, you know, how do we evolve? Real easy one. It's encoded in the word you love. You can't spell anything else much out of evolve except love. So that's how we do it. If we want good health in our life, you have to let the hate heal or heal the hate. Those are all words that can be spelled from health, and you phrase them together and we get a little clue. If we want to have patience in our lives, we have to tap in an ancient peace space. Slow it down a little bit, and, you know, ancient is always kind of, you know, that slower kind of thing, and, you know, patience is not taught as well in this modern day world, but, you know. And my other favorite word is the word gratitude, which, of course, you hear all the time in law of attraction teaching. You got to have your attitude of gratitude. Well, it goes a little further than that when you really tap into the letters in gratitude. Target a great, true attitude idea comes out of gratitude.
Whoa, that's so a lot.
You can, yeah. And one of my, and this one is stunningly simple, but if you're really going to listen, you've got to be silent.
Wow. Yeah. It's right there. I can see it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and the earth is the heart, you know.
Yes.
Our heart is the earth. When you're really in the heart space, you're in the earth space. You've got to be. And so, you know, this is how it works with words. But when you get into names, this is what inspired me, because, you know, I looked around when I first started doing this work. And, you know, of course, there were, you know, there's 50 million astrology books. There's a load of books on numerology. But when I looked around, aside from the evidence in star signs, there was no books written devoted to lexigrams. And I was like, that's impossible, because I'm just like, this is ridiculous that people don't know about this, is what I was thinking. I'm like, how could you not know about this when you're, like, naming things and the importance of what you name things? And this is where it really, you know, gets, our name is like a map, just like our birthday becomes a map for us, you know. The numbers in your birthday relate to the numerology, and then when you take that time that you're born and the city and the place and the whole date, you pop it into an astrology, you draw up your chart, and that becomes a map that you can use for the rest of your life of, you know, how can I appropriate timing in my life? How can I increase my results, you know? Every life is meant to go through a little bit of high, a little bit of lows, and be able to ultimately respond to everything rather than react all throughout our lives. But we are not here to have a flatlined existence. So when you start to understand the cycles of how we can clock and see the energy of cycles in our lives through astrology, through numerology, and then our names give us this total, like, you know, ability to see the story unfold as you tie all three practices in together. I mean, and Linda was like, if you use them all in a unit and cross-reference them, you will have a crystal ball into your life. That's it. I mean, it's like having... And that's where, you know, my title over these years has become the psychic of the planets, because when you're linking astrology and numerology, the reason why they're so interrelated is because the planets guide both subjects. So whether you're looking at an Aquarius per se, or if you're looking at the number four, you're just looking at the channel of Uranus, the planet Uranus. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at a Virgo or a Gemini or a five, you're looking at Mercury. You're looking at the sun, you're looking at a one, you're going to be looking, or sorry, you're looking at a Leo or you're looking at a one, you're going to be looking at the sun. And it goes, you know, so on and so forth. If on my website at sharitastar.com, on the nav bar, there's a little button called Explore, and that has the Star Secrets wheel that I came up with after reading Linda's book. And it's a live interactive wheel. You can give yourself a little free reading on there too. But it's the basic understanding of how the natural order of astrology connects to the planets that guide those signs, and then how do the numbers filter in around that, and all the little pieces you can click on it live and pop around and
very nice.
You know, explore. And see how it works. And what's funny with names is, like, you know, aside from your name 9 times out of 10 being able to reveal, you know, your story, what you're good at, even people you may come across. I've seen that so many times over the years now. People that we're very connected to will be hiding in our names, like the actual spelling of another person's name is in our own name. Or our names are in another person's name, and that's why we're so drawn to them. And typically that's all about soulmates and you know, you're connected to them on some deeper level and existences before this current one. But many times I also get a person's sun sign sitting in their name, the karmic path they're born to, maybe the life path number. I mean, I've had some people's names be so revealing that they tell me what their moon sign is and their ascendant. And I mean, they go to town and they're like an open book.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, every person's a little different. People with shorter names, as Linda said, they are much more, and when you go to their astrology and their numerology, it'll back it up. They're more of a private kind of person. So they were given a shorter name because it's not going to tell as extensive of a story. You probably get some tidbits, but you're not going to get, like, you know, diarrhea of the lexicogram mouth, so to speak. You know, certain things won't be revealed. And they're the type of person that doesn't want to really be analyzed. They're more of the person that does the analyzing, per se.
Gotcha. That's interesting.
Well, Gwendolyn, are you ready for something I have from your name?
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. We were just having a conversation before, like an example of how I say, you know, people, even animals and things that come into our path. From Gwendolyn Holden Berry, we have Elroy Dog, which of course is your dog I just heard about, which I thought was pretty funny. So that's always, you know, it's like I said, it's always interesting. You know, things may not happen in our lives until much later, but that story is always kind of, you know, sitting there and waiting to pop out. But from Gwendolyn Holden Berry, I found these two phrases right off the bat: a legendary wonder who bear a real world healer role.
Whoa.
Now, you. And then Gwendolyn, a real renowned do-gooder near a real honorable reward.
Whoa.
So that's fun.
That is fun. I like that. That's nice.
Yeah. And you know, this is what I use the lexigrams for is, you know, and when I teach, you know, lexigramming to people, you know, sometimes the first thing they go is, oh, my God, but I spell this bad word in my name. You know, and, you know, we all have, here's the thing, you know, whatever sun sign number you are, whatever your formula is, whatever I like to say your planetary formula is, you are good and you are bad. Your free will at any given point in time can tap into the positive side of how your energy works, or it can tap into the negative side of how your energy works. And the same thing goes with lexigrams. Your name will give, you know, it can give some warnings. So it means, hey, if I can spell that bad word, well, what does that mean I should stay away from? What habits shouldn't I maybe formulate in my life, or, you know, maybe I should eliminate that from my routine kind of thing. And that's really all it is when you're looking at, like, you know, quote unquote negative words that can be found in a name. And there's always a way that I see that you can twist. Once you get good at phrasing everything and starting to develop how it can phrase, because when you first start lexigramming, you really just want to focus on deriving the anagrams. And don't worry that, oh, I've got to make a sentence right away, because it takes time and practice like anything else that you do in life.
There's one person here, if I can, just one little thing. We have someone asking from the chat, do you use your whole name, first, middle, and last? I do use it routinely, mine, so it's not unusual that someone would call me by my full name. But what about people who only say, like, David L. Peabody or David, you know, Smith?
That's an excellent question to ask, by the way, because no matter what your current name expression is, which means, like, especially this also would especially apply to women who have gotten married and they've changed their name from their original name, so they're going to have another story to tell because legally they've put that name into being. But when you're lexigramming your name, you really want to go by the original name on your birth certificate. So because that's the name you chose.
Ah.
Even though it may be a name that you've changed. Like, and she's my starring example, Judy Garland. You know, of course, from The Wizard of Oz. And her name is not Judy Garland, of course. You know, that was her stage name. And Frances Ethel Gumm is the original. But, of course, you know, that was a little bit too much to be using on screen, so that, you know, they gave her the Judy Garland name. But it's Frances Ethel Gumm that tells us this. Sent as a mega MGM star as a teenager, MGM regulates her. Back in the day, you know, her weight was fluctuating a little bit, so they threw her on diet pills and they regulated her.
Yeah.
And you know that. And the other thing you spell out of her name, she is seen. As she acts near three men, which of course is the lion, the Tin Man, and the Scarecrow. And that you get. Mm. And she can last as an eternal star, which of course you know here we are. You know, 75 years later. I mean, you know, they have to. They just remade the Wizard of Oz into, you know, 3D on IMAX, and Wicked is still a 10-year Broadway hit on Broadway. So, I mean, the story that she was starred in is, you know, it's timeless. I mean, you know, Judy's not going anywhere. This is not going anywhere. But even if you've changed your name, the current way that you're spelling it will have an effect. I had one client of mine years ago. She was married four times. She was very curious about, okay, well, what was, you know, so I did lexigrams for each of those four names, and all of them matched what was going on in her life at the time that she had them as a legal identity.
Amazing.
So that was also very interesting. And the other fun thing is when you're composing your lexigrams, this is the major rule, is that you have to write them in capital letters because it's just more effective. And this is something that Linda talks about in Star Signs. But when you look at all of your legal forms of ID, passport, bank statements, license, what have you, Social Security card, credit cards, your name, guess what, is written in capital letters on every single one.
That's true.
So your energy via lexigrams is very potent. For whatever reason, she said writing it in capital letters, and this is something also revealed in the book. I talk a little bit just about what the energy behind capital letters themselves. Because it's interesting. You can take little catchphrases and lexigram those, you know, like positive thoughts or a title of something, you know, titles of books, titles of songs, record albums, what have you. And there's a story in all that as well. You know, it's funny. I have an affinity for The Young and the Restless, you know, the soap opera. And it's, you know, that now is the longest running soap opera, I think, in history, since there was another one that, like, they stopped running them. But it's a story to go on years and years comes out of that title.
Wow.
So, what was really bizarre about that, and I don't know how these writers do this, but it's very interesting that, and a lot of people know who Jeannie Cooper was. She played the character of Catherine Chancellor over the years, and she just recently passed this year. And her character's name, Catherine Chancellor, was an alcoholic on the show. Well, from Catherine Chancellor, you spell a real alcoholic.
Whoa.
So I have noticed this in television and in films that the titles of things are just as powerful as, even if it's a made-up thing, it's still this ability that for this lexigramming, it still works. So really, I don't care who you are, if you're the author, the musician, whatever you're naming something, even if you're an artist, whatever you're naming something, it's incredibly important what you choose, because it depends on what you really want to have happen from that. The title is going to make all the difference in the world. And we haven't even talked about that there's the letters in the alphabet have a number attached to them, and there's a whole importance about your name expression, and that's a whole other topic for another day. But and that's all explained, too, in the book. I do get into all of the historical examples in It's All in the Name, which is the book. We'll tie in astrology and numerology and what the name expression of the person is, and how all of it works together. I do have a free chapter as well. If you go to SharitaStar.com, right on the right side of the homepage, you'll see chapter giveaway, and you can sign up. And if you'd like to just check it out first and see how lexigrams may grab you, you can do that as well. And, of course, I always encourage signing up for the email list, because I give away, like, too much free information every month that helps you for guidance and, you know, insight into how to increase the results in your life, because we are here to live the life that we came here to live. We're not here to live a life that should be troubled. And if we know how to respond to our lives versus react, we're going to get a lot different results in the end. So
folks can go over to your website, and they can sign up for your newsletter, and they can also find a link to purchase the book, too, correct?
Yes. Under publications, there is a link to get the signed copy, because I always recommend you're not going to get a signed copy from Amazon or any of the other places, but I'd be happy to sign a copy for you. And I typically also like to ask you what your original name is, so I can write you a little lexigram tidbit in it, too. So,
that's
my little treat with the signed copy. So,
very nice. Well, I know that you were going to open it up to anybody. We have quite a few people in the chat room, and I'd like people to know that you can call in and ask Sharita questions. Sharita, what is it that you really, what are the best questions that you do, you know, in a short amount of time?
Basically, they're more than welcome to ask one, like, kind of specific question, but if they just give me their day and month of birth, it's more of just, I fill them in on the current goings on, which typically seems to answer their question anyway, without me even knowing what it is.
Nick, would you like to go there?
I would love to. So my birthday is, March 23rd.
Okay. Oh, so you, let's see here. Doing a little quick math. Oh, so you're in the big year of change. And Nick, are you Nicole, or you prefer Nick?
Nicole, I go by Nicole.
You do go by Nicole. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I had the right fuller name there. So right now, Nicole, you are in what we call the 5 personal year. So this is the 5th year of a current 9-year span of time in your life, where you basically had new beginnings in your life that you planted 4 years ago. So So you go back 2013, 12, 11, 10, 9. So 2009 for you was when you saw this kind of a theme going on of if it was new, it was for you. And what you saw close and end in your life in 2008 was finishing up a 9-year span of time for you at that time. So 2008 to 2009 were kind of a big crossover year for you in many ways, where you were making a lot of space for the new beginnings to start in 2009, and life seemed to take a little bit of a different direction on in some way, shape, or form. And then something a little bit of an emotional family home-related situation came up in 2010. But it was also a time when you were nurturing on a very soulful level, nurturing the seeds that you had just planted in 2009. Then you kind of grew and expanded on a lot of things in 2011. There was some sort of educational process, but the heaviness of the previous year kind of lifted a little bit. And people that you met in 2010, very significant soulmates on some level in your life. And the past year in 2012 was about getting the roots and the foundation very solid. Because in the beginning of any given nine-year span of time, we always build a new foundation in our life so that we get something of solidarity beneath us again, so that by the time we reach year five, and you know, the five is the number of change, movement, versatility, mass communications, writing, you know, just getting things blown up as big as we can, you know, expanding in many different directions, you know, the information just getting all over the place. And this is the year that you're in now. Five years, typically you'll either relocate, you'll change jobs, you'll see a lot of irreversible changes unfold in the life on some level. And then as you're going to go into 2014, everything's going to start to even out and settle down and kind of feel like there's a harmony coming back into play, an even tone coming back in. You'll do a lot of inner work in 2015, and by 2016 is when you're really like reaping this harvest that you've been working towards since 2009. So now what was your question? Did any of that answer that?
Wow, yeah, I think you definitely answered it. It was all right on the money. But yeah, wow, that is amazing.
We have some callers, so let me open the mic to our first caller here. Is that okay, Sharita?
Absolutely.
All right. I opened the mic.
Hello? 1205, and then we're leaving out of
4 hours. Hello?
Hello? Okay. I closed that one down. I'm opening the next mic. This is a Skype call. So hello, caller. Can you hear me? Hello. Okay, if you're a call-in, you're on Skype. I have no idea how to identify you, but your mic is live. So everyone who's calling in via Skype, say hello. Hello. Okay, we got callers.
They're calling from other planes. We can't hear them.
Oh, my goodness. Let me try this again. All right. Yeah. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You're on the air. Go
hello.
Ahead. Hello. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear us?
I hear somebody.
Okay, you wanted to talk with Sharita?
I did.
Okay, Sharita, are you there?
I am here. I can hear you all.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Sharita.
Hi. And your day,
so,
month of birth, and a name?
12/22/1961.
Okay. And what's your name?
Bridget Mary.
Bridget. Okay. Wonderful. So, you're early Capricorn. So, Bridget, right now,
my birth, I know when I was born.
No, I don't do birth charts live in the air because
okay.
We don't have time to do all that. So that's why we do the
okay,
professional year, because it's nice and fast, and it keeps the energy and the pace moving nicely. So right now, Bridget, you're finishing on what we call the three personal. So we're going to go back. I don't know who that is. It sounds like there's like they're giving information.
Yeah, a friend's talking too loud on the phone. I got to get him. Oh, he hung up. Okay.
Okay.
All right. There we go. Much better.
Cool. Thank you. So you're finishing up right now what we know is the three personal years. So you're going to go back to 2010, but really throughout the course of 11 was when you were planting those new seeds in your life, and you saw this kind of the theme of if it's new, it's for you. And if you go back to 2009 throughout 2010, that was when you were closing off your last 9-year span of time. So it was a time in your life when you were making that space, clearing things out, you know, making sure that you had, you know, the proper room to allow the new things to be planted. 2011, but really 12 was about the there was a bit of an emotional things that showed up to handle. And again, that process that you went through equally nurtured the seeds that you planted, because you can't grow a seed without water. And for any of us, when we're in our two personal year cycles, or even when you break it down to the monthly basis, which is something we can do, looking at the numbers, you can't nurture anything without that. And it is, you know, times that we go through on an emotional level where, you know, we're addressing things and we're not denying anything going on, you know, but we're going through a bit of a more of a, sometimes the emotions seem like a low period, but they're also most of the time they're meant to be a very healing period. So there's something there that we're healing in that emotional process as well. So this past year has been about you kind of feeling like the year overall has lifted you up a little bit. There's been some sort of educational process that you're going through, some higher learning. Also, via you being a Capricorn, you know, Pluto's been in your sun sign since late 2008. So these last few years have seen a lot of, and Pluto is the planet for us that guides our ultimate sense of transformation, regeneration, change from the core, death and rebirth in our life on many levels. And so Capricorns are experiencing this across the board pretty strongly, where, you know, in these last few years, you've seen things, I mean, it's like your approaches to life are very different than they used to be. You know, if you go back 6 years, things look a lot different now than they did 6 years ago, in sort of profound ways. And, you know, Capricorn is not always the sign that is into like huge dramatic change, because there's kind of the more of the traditionalists and they're the worker bees and, you know, they're the ambitious types, doing things the proper, the right way, the responsible way. But some of the things that, you know, Capricorns across the board have been handling, you know, it's been life-altering experiences that have been coming your, you know, been coming your way. The year coming up for you is about you going into that year four, where now the year ahead is going to be about getting that fourth wall of the foundation solid, so that when you're looking at what's happening in the life a year from now, you're going to be gearing up for those permanent changes and the blossoming of what you ultimately started, you know, 2010 throughout 2011. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so like I'm building my foundation now, you're saying, for my permanent future?
Yes, you're in the process of building your foundation. So you've got three walls up, so to speak. You're just about done with the third wall. So you're going to go into the fourth wall.
Okay.
In essence this year. And also if you look at it where 1, 2, 3, first year you planted the seeds, you watered them, you saw some growth over this past year. Now this year ahead is where the roots get super strong beneath you. So the progress that you see is not always so out in the open. It's more hidden. It's more like a lot of behind the scenes work that you're going to be doing, but it's all preparing you for this major movement that will happen in 1 year's time.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does, because I, you know, yeah, I've been through a lot of shit, and I'm ready to, like, build something for later. I'm sorry.
Well,
I forgot I was on the radio. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I don't think anybody minds. But what was I going to say? It won't fall on my ears in the wrong fashion.
perfectly all right.
You know, and Capricorns, you know, I mean, you guys are so good at understanding what a long-term plan is all about. You know, it's very, that's part of your thing in life is that, you know, you know how to look ahead. You know how to, like, say, hey, 5 years from now, I know what I'm doing now is going to be paying off. You're one of the signs that gets that better than others. A lot of people can't be as good of a visionary in that way and see the long-term process in motion in their life. So, you know, when you're really, what you started back there in 2010 to 2011 is going to be 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17. By 2017 into 18 is when you're really reaping the rewards of what you started. So
really,
so keep that in mind too. And I know you'll relate to that really well because you know you are you're a good long-term planner like that. But
okay.
You still do things your own individual way. You know, you're a master number, so know that what you do in this lifetime is super important for the greater good of humanity. Because 22s do incredibly powerful things in their life.
Oh, great.
We're not
well, that's
good like
to hear, because I feel like I kind of wasted the past 3 years, but if I look at it as building something.
You really didn't the last 3 years at all. In fact, it's interesting for a lot of us when we're at the beginning of the new 9 year span of time, that's exactly what we kind of feel like, oh, I haven't done it. You know, I don't see any real results yet. I don't see this. And it's, you know, don't be discouraged. You know, modern day society has kind of like conditioned us into not understanding when to expect things to show up in our life, because everything is like the instant now world, you know. And oh, if you don't have success immediately, then there's something wrong, and you're not doing it right. And you know what? We all are in our own progress, and we are all in our own individual way of doing that. So, you know, you may listen to somebody's advice, but it may not apply to you whatsoever because it's just not the time. It's not going to happen. It won't happen right here, right now. It may happen 2 years from now, not, you know, in the moment, you know. And so it's like certain things, like, you know, I know out there's so many, like, you know, self-help courses and all these types of different ways that, oh, you could make money, you can make millions doing this, and, you know, whatever it is these people are selling. But it won't work for everybody. And even if it can work, it may not work instantaneously. It's going to work in the progression of time that it's meant to. So everybody has their own individual, just like your name will tell you about yourself and your charge, the way that your current forecast works is also, it's very unique. It's not like your mother's forecast. It's not like your best friend's forecast. And, right. You know, unless you're born at the exact same day and the exact same time as somebody else, will your forecast be very similar? And even then, you don't have the same name, so you still have something unique about yourself, which would be like a twin. You know, twins do this, you know.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, caller, can you hear me? Hello? I've got the 918 area code here.
That's me.
Well, hello, that's you.
Hi, Cal.
David Williams.
Hello, David.
Hi. Now, what do I give my birthday and my name, full name?
No, just the day and the month you're born, and we know you're David, so that's good. Hi, David.
Okay, October 15th.
Okay. So, David, you have just popped into what we were just talking about. And so I always notice this, that people, they're all in the same cycle every show, even if they're different birthdays. It's funny. So, David, you are now officially, as of a few weeks ago, you're in that four personal year in your life. So you've got three walls up of a foundation that you started back in 2010. But really fell into place the majority of 11 through your birthday. You nurtured and developed that 11 to 12. And this past year was really about the educational process, what is it that you could learn differently, seeing a bit of growth from what you started, things, you know, it certainly kept going in a forward motion. If you did any traveling, that was also very favored, or broadening your mind on any level that you could. And now you're in this space of, we're going to get the roots of the seeds that you planted in 2010 to 11 super strong in the year ahead. Another interesting thing about a four personal year is four is the number of that really wants us to understand the difference between tolerating and allowing in our lives. So as we're completing our foundation in this, the final wall building year, or that getting those roots as deep into the ground as we possibly can, what is it that we have been tolerating maybe in the last 3 years that we no longer need to keep going in the, you know, in the best way that we possibly can? So when we, because when you tolerate something in your life, you're putting up with it, and you don't like it, and you may not like harp on it and say something, but you don't like it. So tolerance is kind of it's a very hidden and subtle, but it's a negative emotion to feel, or a practice to have. But when we step into the state of allowing, when we allow something to be, we're just letting things be. And if you can think about, like, you know, what you do when roots are going under the ground, you know, if they hit a rock, what does the root do? It doesn't just stop growing. It goes around the rock, and it goes down further into the ground, you know, if it bumps into something. And so this is a year where no matter what kind of obstacle may show up in your life, you're meant to kind of just figure out how to get over it and not allow the obstacle to ever stop you. You're like what we call a super Libra. The day of the month that you're born.
I do have a cape.
Nice. I would imagine you would. Well, you know what's so funny, and you're going to love this, because when you get into the Chaldean numerology, which is the numerology that I do use in my analysis and practice, the 15 represents the karmic path of the magician. So not only are you a super Libra, but you're a magician too, so no wonder why you have a cape. but, I mean, you
well,
are.
I normally don't tell everybody that, but.
But you're just, you know, you are such a person that sees both sides of the issue, you know, super intellectual, always looking for the fair, the just way. You don't like arguing if you can help it. You're a great person to settle those disputes. Really keep track of your kidneys in your lifetime, because everything in your life is about balance. And in your body, the kidneys rule balance. So always
say that again.
Your kidneys.
Say that last sentence that you said.
It's about balance. Like, everything about your energy is very strong about being the balance in life. And you're kind of the person who's the balance not only for yourself, but you're the balance for, like, everybody else in your life. But if you're not paying attention to your own personal balance, then, you know, it could result in a little stress in the kidneys for you. So you always want to make sure you're nurturing the kidneys, because kidneys in your body is your balance. So
that is so weird, because and nobody knows this, but our family has a history of polycystic kidney disease.
Interesting. Parsley is a wonderful herb.
It's all genetic
everything.
Too.
Well, you know, with a little EFT, I would say you can remove that belief. I mean, and I'm not giving this as medical advice to say don't.
Oh yeah, I know. It's just sort of a weird coincidence. Or whatever you want to call it.
I believe we can be told, okay, it's in our family history. So then, of course, guess what? Your brain tells your body, it's in our family history. You might as well get this. And I think emotionally, knowing how to practice the emotional freedom technique, that you can remove that belief. And your body can
I've already in the process. I've been practicing that for years.
Good.
And that, as a matter of fact, I'm the only one that does not have this polycystic kidney disease.
Well, then, you just validated my point. So, excellent. Parsley is a very good herb to eat, like, if you can eat it every day, fresh parsley. Fresh parsley will help detox those kidneys all the time. like very well. And copper is very good for you. I don't know if like if you have any copper pots that you would cook in, but even wearing copper also helps align balance for Libra and anybody who's got a very strong Venus energy, which is what you have. You've got a very strong channel of Venus because the 15, which is 1 and 5, is 6. The 6 in Libra are all Venus. So that's your channel in life.
Hmm.
Is the happy Venus channel. She's a happy planet to be tuned into, you know. She wants it very nice, very pretty, you know. Ugliness is very offensive to you. So
well, I'm all about the pretty.
Be, 1 year from now, David, you're going to be ready for a load of change. So just be prepared. But this year is going to get you super solid and get everything, you know, strong and, you know, secure beneath you so that you can springboard, move, and do your thing.
I will fasten my seatbelts and put on my cape.
And there you go. I love it.
Okay. Thank you, David.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That's my buddy, my pal.
Yeah.
Okay, let's open up another one here. We'll go back to this one. Hello?
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 Hi, it's Diane. Is this Gwen?
Hi, Diane. Yes, it is. Sharita's online,
how are you?
Too.
Excellent. What does she need, my month and my birth date?
That's right, Diane. How are you?
Good. I saw your website. It's fantastic. It's really nice. My birthday is February 19th.
Okay. So you are, you're probably the very big. Have you ever had your charts done?
Astrologically, yes. I am a Pisces.
You're the very beginning of Pisces. Yeah. I mean, every so often the sun may be, well, it depends on the time, of course, all that. But,
I'm about 3 hours in Pisces.
Okay. Oh, well, you just made it.
Yeah.
But you know, it's so funny because you're such a great example of, you know, how important it is to know that birth time because, you know, 3 hours of difference, you know, if it was 4 hours earlier when you were born, you would have been at the tail end of Aquarius.
I thought I was Aquarian for a little while, but it never seemed to fit.
Sure you did. You probably have some sort of, I mean, because, you know, our inner planets will never journey more than 2 signs away from the sun, which would be like Mercury and Venus. So most people, you know, you're going to have maybe, some, well, it all depends on when you were born and what everybody was doing up there because it changes constantly. It's never the same year to year or day to day, whatever.
My birthday is in Pisces.
Say again?
The Mercury that I have is in Pisces, too.
Oh, so Mercury's in Pisces, too. Okay, yeah, so you got strong communications in Pisces as well. But, you know, I always say, contrary to popular belief, you know, a lot of people go, oh, well, I'm both signs. I'm like, no, you're not. You're one or the other. You can have attributes of a sign from another planetary influence, you know, and that's why you're born to the ascendant or whatever it is. But in any case, so Diane, you're in what we call the 9 personal year right now. So you are finishing up a whole 9-year span of time in your life. So you've been seeing your theme this year has been, a lot of things are ending, doors are closing, conclusions are arriving in your life, and all this space is being made because when you step in to 2014, you're going to be in this like, hello, if it's new, it's for Diane. And all you're going to be given a brand new package of seeds, and the universe says you're going to plant these month to month to month. And really, as soon as you pop into 2014, because not only do we do this every 9 years, we do this 1 to 9 spin every 9 months, every 9 days. So this is when we really get into some details that forecasting can provide for us. So you will be in a 1 personal month in January. So you've only got a little bit of space of time there in early February where, you know, you're kind of really finishing up this 9 year, but you're really going to feel that presence of the new beginnings happen right away for you as we pop into the new year. So it's all about the if it's new, it's for you. In 2000, say again?
I was actually going to say I've been looking for a new job, and I think I'm going to start a new career path in by the end of this year, the beginning of next.
Yep,
like,
that's exactly
new.
And, you know, it may, for Pisces right now, the other things that are going on, because, you know, we just had the infamous Mercury retrograde happen, and that for you was in your area of beliefs, your educational process in life, you know, what is it, where you take your philosophies, and, you know, you are meant to kind of go in a different direction there. You were just offered this period of review, but now, like, you know, there's a lot of energy moving forward. And I would imagine for you, early December, you may really get some word about what is it that you're going to be doing with this new career direction, because we have a very nice new moon coming in Sagittarius. In fact, that's the next new moon, which will be at the very beginning of December. And Mercury is going to be right next to it, bringing in communications about that as well. So I would definitely say be on the lookout in early December for the information that you're going to need.
Great.
Because it's going to come to your career and public life pretty strongly, you know, right off the bat. What's your rising sign? Did you remember from your chart?
I'm a Leo rising.
Oh, you got the Leo ascendant.
Okay. Yes, and I have a lot of Earth in my chart. I don't have a lot of air, but a lot of Taurus, like Taurus.
So you're actually very grounded for a Pisces. That's cool.
Yes.
Well, you know what's interesting for you being born to the 19th? Like we were talking about before, one energies and Leos are guided by the sun, and that one in the nine reduces down to a 10 to a one. So even though you're a Pisces, you've got these Leo qualities about you, like that, you know, the sun is channeling through you. So for a Pisces, you know how to organize. When you have gotten your jobs in your life, you get promoted pretty easy because people like your managing skills right off the bat. And they go, wow, she knows what she's doing. So you've had easy promotions in your life, and that will always continue for you. But, of course, you know, if you can end up doing something for yourself, you probably will. Or if, you know, whatever you're doing to work for another person, they better give you the reins to be in charge because you've got that ability.
It's going
to be that Leo ascendant as well. I mean, you know, Leo ascendant, put me in control because I know what I'm doing. I'll manage the whole show.
Right.
So, you know,
I've always
really got
like
that
a franchise.
Say again?
I've always run like my own franchise. Like my bosses have always let me do what I need to do in order to get things done. So
yeah.
I'm not micromanaged very well. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
So, I'm also going to, I don't know how early or late in the Pisces, in the Leo ascendant you are, but your sun probably sits in the eighth house, which is another reason why you get scope in life very well, because you've got a little inner Scorpio in you too. So, yeah. Well, you like the esoteric, Pisces is going to like the esoteric, but, you know, you're good at managing the big picture. Which is another layer of organizing, but like how the Scorpio does it even differently than the Leo energy does it. So very interesting. You want to watch your feet and your back. Those are the two areas to watch health-wise. You know,
right.
Good shoes for you makes all the difference in the world. Reflexology works extremely well for you, and taking care of that back is important. So.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Diane. Have fun. I always say
Thanks. Enjoy
all the, if it's new, it's for you. It'll come in many different directions. So I always say in a one personal year, you do not have to say yes to everything, but don't say no until you check it out. Whatever opportunity comes your way, that's different from what you're familiar with. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, this has been fun, and I'm sorry we didn't have 2 hours scheduled tonight, but we're coming up at the last part of the hour.
Yes.
So, but we do have another caller here, and I recognize the number. It's your pal. So
we'll have to let her on for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to open the mic for her.
Oh, All right.
Okay. Hello, caller.
Hello, it's Xavier.
I'm sorry?
My name is Xavier.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was wrong about the phone number. Do you have a short question, or do you have your birth date?
Yeah, 10/13/1966.
Okay.
10/14, did you say?
Yes, October 14th, 1966.
October 14th. Fantastic. Okay. So, Xavier, you're in what you've just entered what we call the three personal year. So this is a big year of education for you coming up. This past year was a little emotional on some level. Is that correct?
Yes, it is, actually. And also I was looking into going back to finish my master's degree.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, it's a good time to do that. And think about what you started back in 2011 into 12, because that's when you planted a lot of new beginnings in your life. Last year was about nurturing those seeds, and now you're going to expand and grow and, you know, learn as much as you possibly can, maybe relearn some things that you thought you already knew. And for Libras coming up, you've got some interesting changes coming to your home and family life, the end of December into early January, throughout January. You're going to be exploring, like, the value of what it means to be in your home space, how you nurture your life, and, you know, how you just one-on-one relate to people in your family. So it's a good time to just take a little review and redo in that regard.
It's kind of funny because my wife's a Libra too, and we haven't been getting along much lately, so I don't know
okay.
if that has anything to do with it.
Well, what will happen under the, it's a passage that's going to ask all of us in our own ways to explore the value of our relationships. So you're, and the approach to it is kind of on already. So, but it doesn't really kick into high gear until like right before Christmas. And it'll last throughout the end of January. So know what comes up and what kind of comes out of the woodwork to be explored. You know, you're meant to go back and say, does it work or doesn't it work? One way or the other.
It's been a long time. We've been married 25
yeah.
years or so.
Yeah.
So it's not that long, but
yeah.
it does seem to be working
well,
out.
Experience a lot of energy simultaneously. You know, I mean, anybody who's the same sign in a partnership, you're going to get, I mean, there's going to be a lot of things that, you know, obviously make what's happening to you different, because unless she's born on the same day as you, she's not in the same personal year cycle, but seeing her from the
not,
Libra side of things.
She's at the 10/5. She's October 5th. And she's
oh,
a year later.
So she is in the same cycle as you because
yeah.
you're both fives. Oh, my God, you are, like, a lot alike then. Wow.
Yeah.
So you guys have an intense thing going on there because it's just a lot of energy that's all the same.
Well, I was just wondering if I don't know what you can predict or anything. Should I stay together or should I, you know, work it out?
Well, I never tell your free will what to do. But what I do recommend is that when you guys have to sit down with each other and kind of, or do it separately, you can do it on your own. I would make a list of what is it that you really, make a list of what you really love about her. And start focusing on all those things.
I love everything about her. I think she hates everything about me.
Okay. Well, then maybe ask her to write that list in your favor and see what she comes up with. Because when we start focusing on what we actually like about a person, then we'll get more of the same. But if we're going to continue to harbor and go, you know, I'm so tired of that. Well, you could say that. You're going to keep focusing on what's good and see what happens from that process. But if you discover you can't keep focusing on anything good, then you're going to have your answer.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we have a 23-year-old son, too, that I have to worry about and make sure he's okay. That's all that matters.
But you're going to learn a lot in the next year. Both of you are learning a lot this year, so allow that to change your beliefs a little bit and allow yourselves to grow from that process. Because you
aren't appreciate everything.
A lot of things. Okay.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, Xavier. Good luck.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Sherita, we have like about 20 seconds left.
I know.
And you know what? I just want to thank you so much for coming with us. I'm sure Nicole would like cuckoo.
Yeah, absolutely. You're amazing how fast you read people. I mean, you just lay it all out. Incredible. So awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. I give all the credit, as I always say, I chuck it all up to the planet. So I say they have yet to tell me any lies.
There you go. Well, we've actually gone into recording, so I'd like for you to just once before we sign off here, once again, tell people how they can find your really this great book. It's All in the Name, and how to find you, and whether or not you're available for personal counsel, whatever. Just please give it all.
I'll lead you to one spot and you can explore from there. SheritaStar.com is my main website. You'll see publications is where you'll find the book. You'll see where to sign up on the mailing list, the free chapter giveaway, explore the wheel, and services is everything that I offer. As far as private consultations, I can do them anywhere in the world, thanks to the beauty of Skype. And I'm in the New York area, so I do travel in person. I do events and parties and functions. So what we do live here on the air, I do in person at, like, you know, parties and events and things like that, too. So all good. So SheritaStar.com, that'll open the door.
That's really
cool.
Wonderful. I so appreciate you coming. I hope you'll come back and be with us again.
I would love to. This was wonderful.
It's been fun. And,
yeah, very fun.
And I enjoyed the conversation we had coming up. I have to do a balancing act here.
Oh, I know. When I did my radio show years ago, it was kind of interesting being the engineer of your show and, you know, talking at the same time. It is. You got to be a good – well, you're a Sagittarius. You're a good multitasker.
Well, yeah, when I'm – what was it that I generally would say? The change or whatever excuse I can give for screwing up in the moment, I will.
Oh, that's just all about us being human, and that's okay, you know. Hey, nothing's perfect, and there's no such thing as perfection, really. Everything's impermanent once it's perfect anyway. So it's a moment in time perfection always. So there you have it.
That's true. I'll go with you there.
Yeah.
Thank you for being with us. And, Nicole, thank you for being with me tonight, too, as always.
Yeah, thanks. Great. Thank you both.
And yes, thank you. It was a pleasure to meet you, Nicole.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
All righty. Well, I guess that's all we've got. I want to thank our listeners for tuning in. And please check Sherita and her site out. It's really a great site. It has a lot to offer, and I'll be signing up myself for the newsletters. I want to know what you're sending out every month. And that's it for this evening. We will be back next. No, we won't be back next. Thursday is a holiday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, you'll be in Philadelphia?
Yeah, and actually on Monday night for Spirit Therapy at 7 p.m., we're going to do Giving Thanks just in time for Thanksgiving.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. So tune in. Here be Monsters for Nicole. Spirit Therapy, that's at 7 p.m. too, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, there we go. Sherita, thank you, hon.
Again, my gratitude to you both, and have a wonderful, wonderful holiday, and Thanksgiving coming up, absolutely.
You too. You have
I will.
Gratitude.
Yes, always. A great true attitude of gratitude.
Okay, ladies, that's us tonight. I'm going to end the episode and hang them on up.